I was delighted with the media demonstration. It was our country, that's the way I felt about it. It was a revolution. I didn't know about the distortions. And I was delighted. And I was delighted to see these young communists and these young girls with the rifles over their shoulders. Honestly, I was. I don't like rifles, don't like. But thinking they were doing on behalf of a revolution. And I felt really marvellous about this thing. And the workers coming in, cheering and happy and coming in their thousands through that square. When suddenly we were told that we were going to go along past the mausoleum and we're going for lunch. So we're taken on the opposite road from the demonstration alongside, and these young fellows in the delegation with me said, "Oh, we'll see Stalin, we'll see Stalin." I'm going to get damn honestly, I never said I would Stalin. "We'll see Stalin." And I just couldn't understand this, you know, I never could understand it in those days. And when we got along, there was Stalin above us, Molotov, and Kalinin, and all them on the top, saluting this procession. And that was that. That was the May Day finish, so far as we were concerned. But it was a tremendous thing. I was happy, but I don't like arms, but I was happy to think that the revolution had arms. And honestly, I found it very inspiring. I was mistaken. I didn't know what was happening. None of us knew. And this was one of the things that carried us all through, I think. The revolution was still in our minds, and we still thought we were defending the revolution, we were fighting for it, trying to spread it down to other parts of the world. And that's what kept us going.